Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Again, huh? Let's try this again. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in. Water's just fine. Just trying to do a couple things different. And, you know, just kind of see whether this... We had some connection problems earlier. I don't know what was going on with it. But, you know, a little factory reset on the computer will do a lot of good. You know. So what I'm going to do... I'm going to tweet this out. Okay, beautiful. And then let's see what this looks like. Just trying a couple things. That's fine. Okay. Then we'll go. We'll do one more thing here. That was supposed to be. Let's see. Just doing a couple things here. Let's get rid of that. Okay. And then, let's do one more thing. I'm going to wait for everyone to file in here. Oh, yeah. Hey, hey, yeah. Let's make a post. Welcome to the show. That's a quick little one. But here we are. We're back. Hopefully we're not having the same connection issues that we were having earlier. We've gotten everything posted. Good music. Good, fine Friday. I'm pretty... Look... And I forgot to go fill up my water. We had all these connection issues a minute ago. We've been doing... This is the end of our third week doing this show live. And not once have we had connection issues. Not once have we, you know, buffered, struggled with anything of the sort. And today it's just been riddled with issues. And it just happened to be the first day that I post the live link to my personal X account. Okay? So that was cool. Having to backtrack on that. But, you know, I only have like 600 followers. So I think like 13 people saw the tweet. So we're fine. But I was starting to crash out a good bit. The more the shit froze, right? And I'm sure it was funny. The thing I'm noticing with YouTube is when I'm live, if it's Madden or if it's a day like today, and I start crashing out, I get more viewers. Okay, so I'm sitting here on the first rendition of today's podcast, which no one will see because I deleted it from everywhere. Okay, on the first rendition of today's podcast, I watched people flood into my stream as the camera is completely frozen and I'm just screaming because I'm so pissed off. And I talk about stoicism all the time. Control what you can control. And I can't control what the fucking internet connection does. You know what I mean? I can't control it. And yet I was publicly kind of screaming about it. So we'll be damned if we don't get an episode off today. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you double like the screen for me there. Do me a big solid. And if you're not subscribed to the channel, please do so. It helps us a whole hell of a lot. Donnie Knoxville in the building. What's good, my brother? So we got a few things to talk about. I tried to schedule this stream. And I don't want to get too far into YouTube semantics. I don't want to get too far down the algorithm rabbit hole. You know, anyone who it's not really you know, it's pretty boring to most people. Interesting to me, boring to most people. But I tried to schedule a stream and it didn't work, and I didn't want to confuse the algorithm. So that's what we're rumbling on in our heads today. Okay, so anyways, we're going to try to get down to business here. I would like to, I love doing this podcast, but I would also like to go and enjoy my Friday eventually here and maybe take some time not crashing out into a microphone. We've got the Madden stream coming up after this, too. We're just going to play one game. Like I said, we want to get down the road today. So today, here's what you can expect. We'll talk about the Bills-Dolphins game. I'll try to pull some thoughts together that I already shared, right? But you guys don't know that. We'll try to pull some thoughts together. Mike McDaniel, Sean E. in the building. He says, go Bills. Mike McDaniel should have brought his vape. Anybody that's still vaping in 2025, it's hard to respect them because we all know how bad it is for us. We all know that if you vape, that you secretly kind of hate yourself, you know? So I hope Mike McDaniels is, no longer doing that. I know that medicinal grass is legal in Florida. And, you know, I wouldn't blame Mr. Mike McDaniels, Coach Mike McDaniel, if he chose to puff on a little marijuana distillate after his team started out 0-3. He's got a back in Devin Achane that doesn't seem to cut back when he needs to cut back. We watched some of the film. We took a look. I wanted to focus on the Dolphins' offense. I wanted to see what's changed. Because if you look on paper, not much has changed. Right? You still got the same coach. You still got the same quarterback. Same, right? I don't know if you would consider Tua the same player that he was before all the... You know what I mean? I probably shouldn't make that joke. For someone who's had a few concussions himself, I feel like I'm making light of a plight that, you know, I forget things sometimes. I forget where I put my keys sometimes, you know. getting hit in the head, it's not a fun thing. And I feel like I watched an old video. I watched an old highlight video when Alabama played Vanderbilt. This was back when Jalen Hurts was still the starter, but Tua was on the team. This is when Alabama literally had Brian Robinson. Brian fucking Robinson as their third string back. Okay? And it was that same week where that Samoan zesty dude went on ESPN, did that post-game interview, and he said, "We get out here, we know how to play SEC ball. Alabama, you're next." And then they got beat 59-0. I can't even do the pressure of the guy. The zestiest call out ever. "We show you how to play SEC ball." and Nick Saban later on, he said, "Dude, I was staying up all night trying to figure out what I was going to say to the team." And he said, "I would have paid that guy $100,000 to say that." "Alabama, you're next." And then they get beat 59-0. But anyways, I was watching the highlights from that game. And, you know, Tua came in a little late. But this guy, Tua, back when he was in college, he looked so much better than he does now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So much better as a college player. And this guy was throwing darts downfield. He was throwing beautifully accurate footballs down the field. And I can only imagine why he's not still doing that today. It's a whole lot of motion with this Miami Dolphins offense. And it's a whole lot of screens trying to get guys out in space. And the thing is that when you have a defense, Buffalo's defense did a great job of this last night. I noticed 5-6 hats on the football almost every other play. When you have a defense that runs hard to the ball, those little dink and dunk, motion across, motion in back, sit the Z receiver out in the flat and just throw a screen pass, it doesn't really work all that well when you have all these hats rallying to the football. And again, I mentioned it. It looks like Devin Achane has become the running back one in Miami over Raheem Mostert. And I thought Raheem Mostert did some really strong running. I noticed that Achane he had a lot of cutback opportunities that he just didn't take. And he would just run right into a bunch of other dudes in the box. You know, I thought it was interesting. definitely number one hot seat, number one head coach on a hot seat right now is Mike McDaniel. No doubt about it. There's no coach in the league that's got a hotter seat. I tried to watch as much of the film as I could. Because I didn't watch much of the game last night. I'm not able to watch Thursday night games really because my Pop Warner team's got practice out here in Arizona, 6 to 8 p.m. local time. On the East Coast, that's 9 to 11 p.m., which is really the prime viewing hours of these primetime games. On the East Coast, you got people that are wrapped up and done with everything by 8. And that's, these games are obviously designed for the people on the East Coast. For me, we're 3 hours behind. So I'm just starting my evening activities when these primetime football games come on around 5:25 p.m. And by then I'm on the road headed to El Mirage, Arizona, where we practice. So I didn't get to watch a whole hell of a lot of this game last night. I had to turn on the All-22 film, and you know, we watched 4 or 5 offensive series by Miami. 4 or 5. Don't know if I'll go back to this film. I really don't know if there's much there. But I will say that even though I was trying to focus on the Miami Dolphins offense, I could not help but watch Buffalo's offense. My eyes just could not help it to watch Buffalo operate. And I noticed Elijah Moore, the misfit journeyman receiver out of Ole Miss, getting some touches on some jet sweeps for Buffalo. I noticed James Cook doing a hell of a job creating creating more than you would think on any given run play. The guy's side to side, his lateral quickness is probably the best in the world. James Cook, laterally, side by side, it's really hard to get your hands on him before he shifts back the other way. James Cook is a guy that's able to create something out of nothing, and I'm feeling a little fatigue on this show today. I promised myself and you guys that I would be here, so I'm trying to make the best of it, but goddamn, we're 15 minutes in and I am feeling it. I am feeling it. There's always something that you say to, like, let's say you have a guest podcast. Let's say you have folks that you're going to have on your podcast and you're having a really good chat with them about something, and then you stop the conversation. This is a podcaster thing. Sometimes I wonder if I should even call myself a podcaster. But you're talking to somebody and you have a really good chat and you say, hey, let's stop this chat here and save it for the pod. Okay. I feel like I've already blown my load a little bit because we went online earlier and this goddamn connection wasn't working for us. But we're not going to live in the past. We're going to be here in the moment. We're going to be as present as we can. But, you know, these Vegas bookmakers, they hit it again. You know, 10-point game, I think. By the time the ball was kicked last night, it was about an 11.5-point spread. They did it again. And if you had the Miami Dolphins to cover, incredible, right? But you're probably pretty sweaty by the end of the game. Probably pretty goddamn sweaty by the end of the game. And again, I haven't watched all the film. Probably won't watch all the film. Probably won't. But let's take a look here at some of the games coming up here for week 3. We've obviously talked about the Bengals-Vikings game all week. I will spare you guys that. If you want to hear my thoughts about that game, go back to yesterday's episode. Go back to Wednesday's episode. Hell, go back to Tuesday's episode. We've been talking about the Bengals literally all week because that's all that's been on my mind with my sweet prince who just had surgery this morning. Send a prayer up for Joe Burrow. That guy is a vampire, and he will be back before we know it. And another thing I wanted to bring up before I forget, I noticed a guy on Twitter quote tweet the LA Rams. The LA Rams, I guess, were doing some PR for their game on Saturday and posted, like, the opponent, right? So they're playing the Eagles. And it said 10 a.m. PST on the flyer that the Rams Twitter account posted. And I guess people, again, we'll talk about time differences. I guess people on the East Coast don't remember that the early NFL slate out here starts at 10 a.m. And this guy basically said, I can't, like it was a negative thing. Like he's like, I can't imagine these NFL games starting at 10 a.m. How do you guys like exist out there, basically? And I thought about it. I was like, you know, I kind of like it. I like having my early slate start at 10 a.m. because the afternoon slate starts at 1 p.m. And then you can get out on the golf course around 4. So you can watch the early slate. You can watch the afternoon slate. And then you can finish both. And then still head out on the golf course and watch the Sunday night game on your phone while you play golf before it gets dark. And I'll say this about being in Phoenix, Arizona. Our time does not change. So when everyone else's time changes, we will stay the same, and therefore we will align. It's confusing for everybody else. It's easier for us. We will then align with Mountain Time, and the NFL games will begin at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Or sorry, not Pacific time. 11 a.m. local time. So it's kind of weird. Like during the summer in Arizona, we're aligned with Pacific time, and then in the fall, winter, we're aligned with Mountain Time. But let's take a look. Let's take a look at what we got here for week three. We talked a little bit about Colts Titans. That could be a dangerous, dangerous game for the Colts. I think they're like minus 200 favorites. Daniel Jones is playing out of his mind. You give this guy, Daniel Jones, a clean pocket as a New York Giant, and he's going to throw it to Africa by accident. But then you turn on the tape the first couple weeks of the season this year, this guy's getting motherfuckers collapsed all around him and dropping absolute bombs on some of the best defenses or supposed best defenses in the league. I anticipate Cam Ward is going to ball this game. I anticipate that the Colts defense are going to be chomping at the bit to maybe try and intercept some of these crazy throws that Cam Ward was making against the Rams last week. A big time trap game for Indy. It's in Nashville. You know, it might be kind of hard to take these Titans seriously, but they've got a hungry young quarterback. It's a division game.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
And one team probably already feels like they have nothing to lose, and the other probably feels like a lot of pressure to sustain this momentum. Talking Tennessee and Indy, respectively. Okay? You got another division game. The AFC South squaring off Texans and Jaguars. Texans are 0-2. Probably they feel like they have their backs against the wall, too. And they probably feel like they should not be 0-2. I would argue that every NFL team probably feels that way. But with that quarterback and C.J. Stroud, they're probably really not happy with starting 0-2. They did lose to a good Buccaneers team on the last series of the game. I don't know if Jacksonville, I kind of dumped on them last week. I said I can't ever really take them serious. And I'm not going to rescind that comment, but what I did forget in regards to Jacksonville is that they have Eric Armstead, who's a beast up there on the defensive front. They got Josh Hines Allen. I still hate saying his full name, and I'm completely convinced that he changed it because of Buffalo Bills Josh Allen. But those two guys are absolute monsters. And if Trevor Lawrence can just stop making stupid throws, this Jags team could very well be a slightly above 500 team. They got the talent for it, Travis Hunter, another guy that's a question mark in that game. That's probably a game that I will not watch that much of. Texans, Jaguars, just kind of boring. For the Washington Commanders, Jaden Daniels is out this week. Can you guys hear how tired I fucking am, by the way? I can't even say Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is out this week. I have not looked at the Vegas spread. I wonder how that affects things against the Raiders. Commanders, Raiders. And it's in Washington. They call that Northwest Stadium now. I thought it was FedEx. Rams-Eagles should be a fun one. I keep thinking back to that game last year, that playoff game in the snow. It's pretty sick, pretty badass game. Saquon Barkley absolutely ate. I'll be cheering for the Rams in that one because the Eagles just seem to be the team that's on top right now. And whatever team's on top, I'm going to take the contrarian approach and I'm going to cheer against them until my Bengals are back on top with Mr. Jake Browning at the helm, because that's what's going to happen. We got Falcons, Panthers. Might as well fall asleep. Steelers, Patriots. The Patriots got to prove something fast, or else it's gonna be a lot of doubt toward Drake May and what he can do. And quite frankly, I'm one of those doubters. I just don't believe a guy like Drake May has faced the competition in college necessary to be ready for the NFL. Just don't see it. I don't see the it factor from him. I don't see I just don't see it out of Drake May. But they play the Steelers. I would probably take the Steelers in that one, depending on where it's at. It's in Boston. The Patriots are wearing their throwback uniforms. Pretty badass, pretty sick, but yeah. So it's in New England. So that'll tilt the spread about 3 points. Golly, boys. I am running on fumes. Anybody that's here today in the stream, watching the show, I really appreciate it. I am hanging on by a thread today. So we'll get through this week 3 slate, and we'll probably jump on the Madden stream. That's what we're doing today. I'm glad that we made it here at all, because we faced a lot of technical difficulties. It really, really made me crash out, let me tell you. Really pissed me off, but that's just what you got to deal with sometimes with this kind of thing. Packers Browns, not even worth talking about. Is it in Cleveland? Ooh, yep, it's in Cleveland. Maybe that'll be closer than we think. Maybe that Browns defense will be able to fluster Jordan Love. Something about Jordan Love, I don't like the Packers this year. I don't like any of these teams, I guess, that are good. I'm gonna kind of hate on. It seems like the Packers and the Eagles are the cream of the crop in the league right now. Both teams kind of pissing me off, okay? Jets, Buccaneers, not even worth talking about. Chargers, Broncos could be a fun one. Chargers are playing good. I would probably take the Chargers in that one, but I would love to see the Broncos win so that the Justin Herbert fans, these ignorant-ass Justin Herbert fans on Twitter, finally shut the hell up, okay? And the other thing I would like about a Broncos win in that game is that the Bengals have the Broncos week four, and I'd love for the Broncos to get a win, get a little satiated, get a little satisfied ahead of their week four matchup against the Bengals. So I'd love a Broncos win there. Don't know if I see it happening, but it's the NFL. Saints, Seahawks, probably not worth talking about. Cowboys, Bears, not really worth talking about. 49ers, Cardinals, boring, but could be a fun one. These West Coast teams are just, they just kind of bore me. You know, I only go to Cardinals games here in Phoenix if it's free. I'll just say that. I don't pay to go to Cardinals games. Because I just don't think the West Coast, if you rank all of the places in America that know how to do football, obviously you got to rank the American Southeast number one with college football. There's no better traditions. There's no better culture. There's no better food. There's no group of people that care about football more than Southerners, right? So that's number one. And then you take, I don't even want to call it Midwest. Let's call it like, this is the number two group. Let's call it like Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, those kind of places, right? Even like Western New York, obviously. Those folks are number two in terms of how well they do football, you know, whether they do football the correct way or not. And I could go down the list. I don't know how many other regions there are or which ones I'm leaving out or which ones are completely irrelevant in the context of football. I'm sure there's many. But I would rank the West Coast probably definitely last place in terms of people's cultural reverence toward football out here. They just don't care about it as much. You go to a Trader Joe's out here in Phoenix or Los Angeles or Oregon or wherever else on the West Coast. You go to a Trader Joe's and you try to talk to a stranger about the most recent football game that happened. Good luck. You know, your chances probably aren't good, right? In the South, in Alabama, you're probably getting an 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 clip on somebody that, at least with college football, you're definitely getting an 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 clip on somebody that will talk to you in the grocery store about the most recent game, especially if it's Alabama, right? But out here in the West Coast, there's just not any cultural reverence toward football. There's not any real respect toward the game of football. And I think that carries over into the NFL, which is, you know, why a game like Cardinals 49ers just kind of makes me snooze, even though it could be a great game. There's just not any like other than the Mexicans out here are football's biggest champions. In terms of fanhood, in terms of reverence, respect for the game. The Mexicans out here in Phoenix, they fucking love the Cardinals. And then a lot of them are obviously Cowboys fans or Raiders fans as well. Raiders! Play for the Raiders! Yeah, man, my cousin, he played for the Raiders! You know? Or the Cowboys. I mean, the number one, if you had to rank I guess racial demographics by NFL standards in terms of their fans, you gotta put the Cowboys at number one. It's not even close. If I meet a Mexican football fan, it's either Cowboys or Raiders or 49ers. And then sometimes, you know, you're in Phoenix, you get Cardinals fans too. But I would definitely rank the West. That's my rant about football and culture today. I would definitely rank the West Coast or the Western United States absolute dead last in terms of cultural reverence to football. And I think that docks them in terms of how excited I am to watch these West Coast games. I mean, even with college football, like, you think anybody's really chomping at the bit to watch Cal versus Stanford? You know, you think anybody's really chomping at the bit to watch, I mean, I guess Oregon is really the only Western United States college team that people actually care about. You know? Like, are people really excited to watch? I watched UNLV versus UCLA a couple weeks ago. It was a late game. It was late at night. It was like 10 or 11 p.m. my time that this game was going on. And it was a fun one. You know, you watch Nico Imamaleva just throw three of the best balls I've ever seen for 56 yards on the final drive of the game to go down there and get the win. And then he throws a ball that hits the linebacker's paw, goes up in the air, gets picked, ball game. And, you know, I kind of like watching that kid's downfall because he's totally done it to himself. You know, this NIL shit, this transfer portal shit. I actually put that in description. It might be a good segue to talk about that. You know, the transfer portal is ruining college football. And I think they changed the rule in college football. At least I heard this on a show. I think they changed the rule so that kids can only enter the transfer portal one time a year, which is a huge improvement from twice a year. You know, we heard this talked about a couple weeks ago, first week of the season when Alabama got their shit beat in by Florida State, that the way some of these kids are playing, that there's no fear of the bench anymore. There's no fear of getting benched because these Gen Z, you know, instant gratification, chronic TikTok motherfuckers, if they face anything hard, they're just going to transfer. And they'll go to a coach and say, oh, no, little baby, you don't want to play hard today. You don't want to practice today. Okay, we'll give you a mental health day so that you can scroll TikTok all day. Little baby, we'll take care of you. It's not football anymore, man. At least not in the college game. There's no fear of the bench. It's ruining this shit. And I think it's the transfer portal to blame. I don't think it's kids getting paid at all. I love that kids get paid. You know what I mean? It's this transfer portal, mark-ass, baby-back shit, man. So it's a very good thing that we're dialing back, from what I understand, two opportunities a year for kids to enter the transfer portal as opposed to just one. It should go back. Here's the thing. If you want to fix college football, take the rules back in terms of the transfer portal to pre-NIL. And we've ranted about this on the show before. You ain't got to go down to Capitol Hill and talk to Congress, at least from what I know, to get these goddamn transfer portal rules changed back to what it was pre-NIL and pre-COVID. These transfer portal rules were put in place to accommodate for COVID. Hey, puppy. Which is now over with, right? Come here. This motherfucker knows when the camera's on. If you guys are familiar with the show, you know that my dog walks in here, and I always want to show him, but he never wants to be on the show. But we got to change these transfer portal rules back. We're in an age of college football where you take a program like Colorado, for example. Okay, from what I understand, Deion Sanders at Colorado does not recruit high school kids whatsoever. Deion Sanders at Colorado is trying to get as many transfer portal kids as he possibly can. That's how they're filling their roster there, right? And Colorado's had a very disappointing start, from what I understand, to this college football season. And you know, this guy, he's got a couple transfers. At the three technique and nose tackle, from what I understand, these guys are freaking mammoth, behemoth, 6'6", 320-pound guys. And you watch the game that Colorado played against Houston last Friday, I believe, a week ago today. And these big-ass guys are just getting run through. And it begs the question, like, do these kids get recruited to big schools because of their size and then they just turn out to be bums and then they transfer everywhere and exist in college football for their entire career solely based off their size? Like, I watched, like, these kids got absolutely bullied, you know? And it's a thing. Like, can you imagine how much better of a program Colorado would have with the man, like a 1 in 10,000 type of guy in Deion Sanders, like, heading down to your high school to offer you as a high school kid? Think about this. You have all these 4- and 5-star elite high school athletes that Deion Sanders in Colorado just are not recruiting. They're just hitting the transfer portal. So I think for the good of college football, we got to take these transfer portal rules back. And I don't know how you do it. Again, I don't think you have to go down to Capitol Hill to get that changed. You know, Georgia's still recruiting high school kids. Oklahoma's still recruiting high school kids. All these big-time programs, they have not abandoned recruiting high school kids. And that's why they remain the cream of the crop in college football. But this transfer portal shit has to stop. It's ruining the integrity of college football. Because it's making these kids pussy. It's making these kids avoid any aspect of adversity. It's destroying it. Any other NFL Week 3 games that I did not preview? Lions-Ravens, that's on Monday night. That'll be a fun one. Chiefs Giants, I think we all know. That's a Sunday night game. You're kidding. I think we all know how that one's going to go, too. Okay, boys and girls, I'm absolutely gassed. Hate to wrap up the week this way. It wasn't a bad episode, I don't think. But, you know, it's just kind of what we were dealing with today. So appreciate everybody's patience. Love everybody that chooses to pop in, support the show. If you haven't yet, double tap the screen for me. It really helps me out. And if you're watching this and you're not subbed to the channel, I'd imagine you love football. And if you love football, you're going to adore this show and subsequently this channel. It's just how it is. Okay. So we're live 5-ish, 6-ish Eastern every day, weekday, Monday through Friday. Obviously, we got off very late today due to some technical difficulties, so apologize for that. It was largely factors out of our control. I tried to be stoic, but I kind of zapped myself crashing out a little bit. So we'll take it, we'll pivot, we'll face the adversity as best as we can going forward. But typically Monday through Friday, 5-ish to 6-ish Eastern, every weekday. So, make sure to tune back in Monday if you want to hear our thoughts, our reactions to all of the happenings that are about to unfold this weekend in college football, in pro football, and beyond. We've always got a lot to say every Monday. We've got a lot to say, right? Every Monday. So make sure we subscribe to the channel if you guys want to hear our thoughts and kind of go from there. Big Lance in the chat. Lance, big supporter of the show. Shout out to Lance Holmes. And yeah, man, that's about it. I'm going to upload this audio episode to Spotify and then hop on a Madden stream, knock out a game of Madden, and then dive into this weekend. So, love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for the patience. Sorry for the late episode, but we got here. We did what we needed to do, and now we're diving into the weekend. So, make sure and sub to the channel. Really helps us out a lot. This is the number one fastest growing football channel in the land. Appreciate you guys, every single one of you. Make sure to jump on while you still can. I'm just kidding. You can always jump on, but at the ground flow, baby. Houday. We're going to be on Madden here shortly, by the way. Sub to the channel. Get our Monday thoughts on the pro slate, college slate. That's what we're going to do, baby. Peace.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.